Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Joining me right now is Pastor Ron Latini of Myrtle Grove Baptist Church, Dr. James Miller of Warrenton, First Baptist Church in Warrenton, and also Pastor Riley Richardson of Myrtle Grove United Methodist. Boom. Did good, right?
Wonderful.
And which is a moment, we just wanted to take this moment, you know, this God just laid this on our heart to be able to hear, you know, if I'm a pastor out there, you know, and I got excited about, you know, getting into ministry, and I talked to my family and God called me and I responded to it. That's an exciting moment, nervous moment. But then after a while, you get caught up in, you know, being involved in God's goals, and then you're trying to do it without God, and then you have people that are demanding things from you when God just asked you to do something, they wanted to do it with you. Pastor Ron, can you begin and just talk to us a little bit? I mean, I'm being sincere about, because if you'll touch a shepherd, you touch the heart of God, because he's going to be, you know, helping that church and loving on Jesus, because whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do it to Jesus. So what would you say? I mean, you ever had that moment in your ministry where you're just, you know...
Yeah, I've been pastoring for 38 years now. Mm-hmm. I started at age 29. Mm-hmm. And I can say that on that journey of faith,
right,
there were many distractions that can pull you away from the main thing. Mm-hmm. The main thing is glorifying God. That's the main thing.
What does that mean?
That means that He's the one that we have an audience of one.
Ooh,
if we want to please anyone,
audience,
ought to please Him.
Yes.
And pleasing Him may mean at times that we're not pleasing the folks,
right,
or certain individuals sitting out there in the pew.
But what do you do to that person that's very dominant? They maybe the biggest tither in your church, and they kind of control. They're on your board, or just like they're trying to, you know, tell you what to do when God is the one that called you. You got to make. What do you do about that?
Pray for them.
Yes.
Yeah, I think.
What would you say?
Person's prayer life, a pastor's prayer life, is utmost important.
But specifically, I mean, he's being pressured, you know. They're pushing their influence because they have influence in the community.
Right.
But they don't realize that don't translate into the kingdom.
What I would
of God,
say, my recommendation is rise early, go to bed early. Mm-hmm. Little TV.
Yes.
Rise up early in the morning and spend time with God before you turn on the internet.
Yeah.
Or look at Facebook or anything else. Get up extra early. Spend that time with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Have one day a week that, you know, my recommendation. One day a week where you could fast, some type of fast. One day a week,
right,
for your family, for your personal health, that will help keep you on track. That meeting God in the morning sets a tone for the rest of the day.
Right.
It makes you aware of the fact that you're not alone in this thing, that He's there watching. Again, the audience of one.
Audience of one.
That to start off a day saying, Lord, I want to please you more than I want to, you know, more than I want success, ministerial success, more than I want anything else. And the other thing is, to realize that every church is unique.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have the same kind of ministry as the guy down the road.
Right.
Every church is unique with unique people, unique makeup, and a unique mandate from God.
Right.
I've discovered that even recently, that you know, you don't have to worry about competing or comparing yourself to a church down the road. God's put you where you're at uniquely with unique abilities and a unique makeup of the believers that make up your fellowship and your facility and your neighborhood. Discover what that uniqueness is and maximize that and in your call with the Lord, in your walk with
Him. That is so beautiful. Listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to talk to Dr. Miller and hear his heart. You know, Pastor Ron, that was so good, so true, and it just rings true in my heart as well. We're talking to you, pastors, from pastors here at VFNTV set, and I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet, think about commenting below, writing to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Your thoughts, your concerns, your prayers, they matter. I mean, this is a challenge for all of us to say, you know what, we're going to step outside of our buildings and our comfort zone, and we're going to follow God. But also, reaching you, the pastor, you know, in your situation, I really believe that you, as a pastor right now, that you've literally thought about ending your life. I mean, the enemy's just coming in the flood. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. Right. So the enemy's telling you, why live? Why this? Why that? You messed up. And listen, that's the enemy. God loves you. He knew what you were when He called you. And when you come to your senses and realize, I just need to get with my fellow ministers and get with God, and as Pastor Ron shared in the earlier part, you know, God will redeem your situation, redeem your ministry, and inspire you again, and you'll be better off because now you have more empathy. Amen. Now you're going through something. Well, Dr. Miller, talk to us about, you know, to this pastor. What would you say right now? Because you had many, many years in ministry, and you can have compassion. You could see them there in that situation. What would you say?
Well, I would say to the young pastor and as well as the older pastors too that we must remember that that God called us into this ministry. It's not something that most of us chose. He called us, and when God called us, He knew that we were going to have the obstacles in our way, our ups and our downs, and all of that is filtered in. We gotta work through these things, but sometimes we lose focus. And, yes. I won't tell you that in my 45 years of pastoring that I hadn't lost focus. But it does take God to put us back on course when things is turned upside down. Then something has got to righten the ship. But we must always find time to allow God, whether we're young or old, to speak to our heart, because we must realize it's not about us. It's about Him. Right. And sometimes we lose focus as to where we are. Sometimes we get caught up in all of the hoopla of the moment. Our churches, this is not working the way it should, or how I found it to be. But if we trust God, and my thought is that when my life seemingly was turned upside down, and when I did, and we say don't question God, but I must tell you that there are times.
Yes.
When I did question God, and I would ask Him, God, is this really what You want me to do?
Right.
That was times that I thought about just giving it up,
right.
And I asked Him to just show me, and quicker than a minute, quicker than a second, God will start putting things before you, and people, and concerns, and all of these things, and let you know, look at this one, He's better today than He was yesterday,
right.
And that's because I put you in His life. But what God is doing is turning me around. It's letting me see that I'm not the important one in this in this account. I'm just here. I'm a conduit.
You're like an intercessor, right?
Exactly.
For those people, yeah.
Exactly. I'm an intercessor. You are telling them what I told you to tell them. If anyone has messed up, it's me.
Right.
And I've never messed up. Amen. So. Right. So if
you're talking about God, right?
Talking about God.
You're right.
All right. Talking about God. He have never failed us yet, and He never will fail us. So what I would say to the brother or the sister nowadays,
right.
That are
Thank
going
you.
Through
yeah.
The different situations, focus on the one that called you.
Right.
Talk to the one that put you in this. Right. Lord, I can't deal with this.
Right.
And quicker than a minute, you'll find out, yes, you can.
Right.
Because your job is to go through, and the word is to go through it. Don't stop in it.
Right.
David said, yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. The shadow of death can always be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But with God's help, we can get through it. Yeah.
So in regards to this young minister, you know, we were talking about it earlier. He's young. Yeah, she's young. And you know, it's unique probably to every generation. But this generation, it really is about you can easily see what's going on and think, you know, perform for the people and for society, instead of just submit to God and do what you're saying. So you were talking earlier about the young pastor. I mean, you can really help them out right now because they're exhausted.
God is not looking for superhuman. He's not looking for Superman or Superwoman. He's looking for someone that will be steadfast. God don't answer our words. He answers our faith.
Amen.
He's not looking at how I say it. He's looking at how I feel it.
Mm.
And if the person can get my heart, then basically we can get to that person. So to that young preacher, yeah. that young woman that about to give it up, mm-hmm. and you would be surprised at the number of people nowadays that are even contemplating
yeah.
In the clergy
yeah, yeah.
That are contemplating committing suicide yeah. of just giving it up, leaving
That's
it
Satan
up,
just pounding
just leaving
them.
It all.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
the work of Satan,
yes,
not God.
Mm-hmm.
God want us to work until it's complete, until, mm-hmm. like Jesus said on the cross, it is finished.
Mm-hmm. It is. That's very good. You know, I think about, you know, so many things when you're talking about that. But the, I know that if you think about one particular, I'll say this quickly because I want to hear, we get back from this break, I want to hear from Pastor Richardson is that, you know, if you had one woman and man had 17 children, and then you had two children, and you kept looking at the lady or the couple up the street that has 17 children, and you start envying them and feeling bad about your only two children, and how foolish would it be for you to leave your two children that you birthed, and this, and that God used you to birth these two people, to go to hang out with somebody who's got 17 children? First of all, they're going to say, what you doing here? You don't belong here. You belong with your family. And you're talking about uniquely calling. Right. And to start loving your family. I mean, the fact that you get an opportunity to speak in anybody's life, you know, that that just don't look around. You know, focus, you know, on what God's put in front of you. Mm-hmm. You know, David had, you know, 300 left-hand, broke, busted, disgusted folks that were going to become mighty men of valor. And in God's timing, the people that were supposed to listen to him would eventually come to him and say, come on in. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get offended if you don't pay attention to what's going on, because you don't realize the same people that's trying to offend you now will be the ones asking you to lead in the future, right? That's what they're David. They say, oh, we always are for you. Like, weren't you with the military coming after me, the government or something? So I want to encourage you to stay steadfast. Realize that God is your friend. Satan is your enemy. God is the truth. Satan is a liar. God loved you before the foundations of the earth. He knitted you together in your mother's womb. So he's for you. He's not against you. Jeremiah 29:11, that he has good plans for you. When we get back from this break, we're going to hear something very important. I know from Pastor Richardson about, you know, comparison and looking around. And it's going to so encourage you when you quit looking at people's numbers and how many views and all these different things people are going on. Just here talking to you, pastors, and we're talking to you about your pastor, about encouraging, understanding the heart. I believe you're just going to be so encouraged. I'm encouraged already on this program. But Pastor Raleigh Richardson of Myrtle Grove United Methodist, you know, you were sharing during the break about, you know what great wisdom and insight for ministers. And if you would right now just talk, if you're talking to him right now, he's listening to you. I mean, he just happened to click or turn the channel on or watching his phone, wherever he's watching this. And he needs hope. And something's really, you know, it's very serious what's going on in his life, because he doesn't see light, doesn't see hope, doesn't see a reason, not even to anything. The enemy's convincing him now that everything he's preached, although it's accurate, he's even doubting that, which is not true. It's just the enemy lying to him. So what would you say to that him or her pastor that's going through that, minister? It might even be a pastor, just a minister, evangelist.
Right. Amen. This is really become personal for me, because there was a time in ministry. I've been in ministry 32 years. Ministry, being a pastor, can be one of the loneliest positions that you'll ever have. And so often we carry things with inside of us, our fears, mm-hmm. our sin, mm-hmm. our own hurt. Mm-hmm. We carry baggage from one church to another church, mm-hmm. where we've been bruised or injured. Mm-hmm. People that we've called to love and people that we've called to minister to become the very people that wound and hurt us.
Right.
And so we're like this, trying to be this wounded healer, and at the whole time trying to have some kind of a performance-based ministry into which you've got to perform. You've got to go out every Sunday. You've got to be the man of God that you've been called to be, and to be vulnerable before your people and your congregation. Right. A lot of pastors haven't got to that place.
Right.
Even in my own family, one of my family members who was a pastor and had served for 15, 16 years mm-hmm. ended up in divorce and leaving the church. I've got a good friend now that just had to take a medical leave of absence because of the physical strain and toll that it's on the pastor.
Yeah.
And first of all, I had a good pastor to tell me, you're not in this alone.
Yes.
And having good brothers in Christ, or sisters in Christ, mm-hmm. and people that you can share your journey with and to have prayer with and to receive comfort from, and knowing that, you know, it's not about just what I'm doing, but it's what God's doing through me.
Right.
And I think that's important, that these pastors be connected.
Yeah.
You know, in John 14, Jesus said he was the vine and you are the branch.
Yes.
And that we're to stay connected to him. And that connection is through the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Because Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing.
Right.
You know, so often we pastors want to try to fix ourselves or heal ourselves, and that's impossible. It is Christ living and working through us. And so if I could offer any hope at all, stay connected to the vine. Yeah. Allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life, to bring healing into your life and restoration into your life, because you can't do it alone.
Well, it's so important. We have people signing up for John 15, abiding around the world. Mm, the fact that you would say that.
Right. Yeah.
And I want to tell you, we have a free abiding plan for you right now. It's totally free. Go to iabide.org. I mean, exactly what Pastor Richardson's talking about, and get your free abiding plan. It'll come right to you, some simple steps. A lot of people want to abide. Even as a pastor, you got so busy just trying to preach all the time, you're looking at the Bible for a message. But it's like Pastor Richardson said, you got to begin to abide again with Jesus. And so John 15, he says, you know, apart from abiding in him, you can't do this ministry. But if you abide with him, he said, you can ask anything, it'll be done. So get your free plan at iabide.org. I'm sorry, go ahead. That was like, that was just totally nailed our hearts.
That was wonderful. Yeah, John 15, where it says that if we'll just stay connected to him. Mm-hmm. And I think that's happens a lot in ministry, is we get away from staying connected and thinking that it all depends upon us. Mm-hmm. And I agree with my pastor who said the audience of one.
Correct.
It's only God our Father.
And he loves you.
And he loves
and
us.
And he's for you.
Amen to that.
They might not be for you, but he's for
he's
you, right?
He's for you.
That's awesome.
And staying connected to him and staying connected, as John Wesley, who was the founder of the Methodist Church, called the spiritual disciplines, the means of grace, the means by which we receive the grace of God through getting up early and studying, allowing the Word of God to minister to us and to feed our soul.
Not for a message.
Because the
not
church
for,
will
not
drain
for a message,
you.
Right?
That's right.
Feeds you.
Just yes,
feeds
to feed
you.
Us.
Yeah,
because the church will drain you.
Right.
People will take more than what you're willing to even give.
Yeah.
And so you've got to pull away from the demands of ministry and stay connected to Christ to allow Christ to fill you because you can't give people what you don't have.
Right. And don't want to give them
you
want to
what
give
you
them,
can
give them God.
Have, and you want to give them Jesus.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, we have a couple of minutes left. Dr. Milner, as a father in the faith, this is, you know, you're a father in the faith, and we would call apostolic. How many ministers do you have that's related to you? About 52?
We have 52.
And that's important. So speak right now, because we need fathers in the faith. You know, to be fathered is awesome, because fathers love you, they can correct you because you know they love you.
Exactly.
And you can go have coffee with them and run your life by. But talk, you have a couple a minute here to just talk as a father in the faith and how important it is.
Well, what they know, and I want them to know that just like God is going to be always there for me, I'm going to always be there for them. And we need heavenly directions, but as a young minister, you also need earthly directions too.
Yeah.
Choose wisely. That's what I would say. Choose wisely who you listen to, and always keeping God before you, and allow Him to orchestrate your ministry rather than you trying to do it yourself. You'll fail miserably trying to do it yourself, as I have.
Right.
I've fallen miserably when I took matters into my own hand.
Right.
But when I put my life in God's hand, I was able to come stabilized. I was at one time, I guess I was even mentally challenged.
I understand that.
But now God have righten the ship, and I know now that where I get my blessing from, it comes from God, and I offer that to them. And to be honest with you, God have given me some great people. I've been surrounded by some great people, and a preacher needs encouragement.
Yeah,
if it wasn't for messing with him every
awesome.
Once in a while, and
right.
him correcting me once in a while,
we
talk two or three times a week, and you gotta have earthly connections.
Right.
Don't think you can do this all by yourself. But as I said earlier, just choose wisely.
Well, I know that Pastor John Kilpatrick's a spiritual father to me, and when you submit yourself to authority, to whatever authority you have, and how God's expressed it in your church, that God will speak through them. They might not even know it, but because He knows you're under that, He will. I mean, there's times when, you know, Brother Kilpatrick can just say something in a phone call, or, you know, just to talk to me in a specific way, and that just kind of breaks through. I mean, God will use him to speak through that situation. You know, Brother Ken Summerall, who's with the Lord right now, he was a spiritual father to me, and just spending human time with someone who doesn't demand something from you, who loves you for you, That's so important. Right. And I believe that everybody in ministry is called to be a Paul to somebody. That's, you know, right. We talk about that, yeah, Paul, Barnabas, and Timothy.
Agree.
But I want to encourage you, if you're alone, you know, and like Dr. Miller said, it's important who you're relating to. You know people by their fruit. So spending time, you know, like they're spending time with each other, and get connected. Don't be alone. God didn't call, it's not good for man to be alone. Mm-hmm. And that was not just about marriage. I mean, a lot of people go out there and get married because they're thinking about, well, I guess I got to get married. And then you did that for the wrong reasons, and now you have a couple battles going on, one at home, one at the church. The thing about it is finding, you know, God, speak to me who I'm supposed to be related and connected to. We're all brothers in the Lord. We're all sisters in the Lord. But there's some people that God's anointed as a Barnabas in your life. That's going to encourage you. Somebody is a Paul who's going to correct and teach, but also a Timothy, somebody that's life you're speaking into. And it's just how God works, you know, from the anointing goes from the beard to the skirt. And if you're not around the skirt, you're going to miss the double portion anointing that comes down right there. And also you need to be praying for somebody that's an authority over you, because you're missing the whole thing. We got to go, but I just want to thank you so much for what y'all do, and you're always, you know, we're always so busy, but you're always in my heart, and I'm excited that we're going to spend eternity together, but we have a few moments left on this earth to really make a major impact, and I thank you. Many people's going to be encouraged, and if that was you, we want to hear from you. Comment below, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. I want you to be encouraged. It's not strange what you're going through. It is a battle. It's Ephesians 6:12. It's a spiritual battle, but God will actually encounter you and meet you, and your future is greater than your past. Quit focusing on what has happened. Put that under the blood. Get rightly related. Humble yourself. Abide, like Pastor Richardson said. Don't forget, you go to iabide.org and begin to get that relationship right with the Lord again. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I thank you for this time. I speak life to the pastors that are listening. I speak hope and encouragement that their flock would be a Barnabas flock that would encourage the pastor. And Lord, we ask you right now, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. We ask in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. How easy is it? Loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the BFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.